This is Wade Ranthier with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. EPA has halted all mine investigations until they can further review the procedures after releasing accidentally 3 million gallons of toxic material in Colorado by a subcontractor. According to Earthworks, there are 500,000 abandoned mines in the USA. More than 200,000 students in New York boycotted standardized tests this year. Female doctors and surgeons earn 71%, but their male equivalents are paid. Female financial specialists are paid just 66% as much as comparable men. The FDA has sent a warning letter to drug maker Duchesne about a post from Kim Kardashian prompting a morning sickness drug without warning of the risk. An analysis by the economic research group EMSI shows no correlation between metro areas that have raised their minimum wages between 2010 and 2014 and the cities that added the most living wage jobs, which begin at the low end of what economists consider middle class. The Postal Service is playing I Spy. The overall program, called Mail Covers, allows postal employees working on behalf of law enforcement agencies to record names, return addresses, and other information from the outside of letters and packages before they are delivered to the home of a person suspected of criminal activity. By the end of 2014, 20 of the 23 healthcare insurance cooperatives created under the Affordable Care Act have lost more money than expected. ISIS last year announced that it was reviving slavery as an institution. They have now coupled that with the systematic rape of women and girls from an Abbasid religious minority and enshrined the practice in written documents and a bureaucracy to claim a religious legitimacy for the practices. Sesame Street, the long-running children's show on public television, is now going to run first on HBO and then 9 months later run on PBS. Three of the four charges against Julian Assange of WikiLeaks have been dropped by Swedish prosecutors, but the one remaining has several more years to run. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.